Welcome, welcome, listeners, to episode 2 of Camino Zamino, a lifestyle podcast with pop culture sensibilities. I'm your host, Christina, speaking to you from the land of Sulk and Sunny. So, if you like what you hear, please send me some feedback on Facebook at Camino Zamino. And then on Instagram at Camino_Zamino_PC. And if you want to hit us up on the email, type us a little comment, anything, questions, comments, critiques, hit us up at CaminoZamino@gmail.com. So the purpose of this pod is to bring on a guest or two and have a chat about a pop culture topic that my guests my guests know lots about or relates to their life experience. So let's go. All right, so let's start by getting to know our guest. So episode 2, when I was trying to look for a subject to do, I was thinking, what is a subject? Like, because the last episode that I had, also Donald's here.
Hello.
Donald's gonna be my co-host today. So, in the first episode that we had of Camino Zamino, we talked about a subject like hip hop that was very vast. We could have went anywhere with it within the limit that we had. But today is gonna be a more unique topic. So I was thinking, what topic should I talk about? It's very singular. So I'm thinking like, I was thinking maybe we should talk about a TV show. So, what person knows a TV show really well that we can talk like endless about? So I brought I thought maybe Golden Girls. So, who's my aficionado of Golden Girls? Is somebody who's very close to me. We share the same genetic code, kinda. It's my brother David. What?
Minus one chromosome.
Yeah, minus a Y chromosome, I guess. Wait, a woman has XX, right?
Yeah.
And then a male has XY. So, hi, David.
Hello.
Hello. So, David's my older brother. I won't say by how many years because we like to have people guess how, who's
like
older.
Game.
Yeah. Or like how many years. So, how do we know each other?
Birth.
I just said, he's my brother. So before we start with the interview, we're going to talk a little bit about the drinks and snacks that we're having. So what are you having today?
Cheetos Crunchy.
And what do you have for your drinks?
A glass of water.
Glass of water. Straight from the sink, the filter.
The Brita.
The Brita, yes. And then for
it's
my...
It's Britalicious.
Britalicious, yes. And then for me, I'm having some pork rinds, pork cracklings from Cardenas. Don't have any apple cider vinegar with it.
Or patis.
Or patis, as the Filipinos call it. And some of that good pina agua fresca from Cardenas as well. So, all right. So, we got that out of the way. So I'm going to ask you a few questions, David. So, because you are my Golden Girls aficionado. So, what are some shows you watched as a kid?
I've seen it. What I like, some shows that I've seen are the ones where, like from the beginning, where you could see that, even the first episode, you could already tell that the writers were, they hit a spot.
What do you mean, like, hit a spot?
Like, I remember watching the first episode, and it seemed like every normal sitcom until they introduced Sophia, the grandmother, or the mother of Dorothy, and she sold the sitcom to me, at least, because the way they wrote her punchlines and her humor.
So, like, when you were... How old were you when you first came upon Golden Girls?
I was probably 13.
13? And what? How did you stumble upon it?
NBC's Thursday night lineup, but I don't remember what's Thursday night lineup.
Other than Golden Girls?
I think it was After Facts of Life.
After Facts
of Life. Was Three's Company on that too?
Like, no, I think Three's
Company. Late Night.
I think it was on a different channel.
Oh.
Or on rerun by then.
Oh, Golden Girls?
No,
no, Three's Company.
Oh, Three's Company,
Was it around the time of, Perfect Strangers? Was it around that time?
I think
Perfect Strangers was after, but it was like...
What around was around that time?
I remember watching Facts of Life. Oh, either okay. It was before Golden Girls, because like, it was a 9 o'clock show, I think, on NBC.
Golden Girls?
Yeah.
Did you, what other show did you watch, like, when you were growing up? Besides Golden Girls.
Well, your faves.
Yeah, what Facts are some faves? Facts of Life?
Is that the one with Janet Jackson in that one? Or she in
That's Good Times.
Good Times.
Yeah.
Good Times. I didn't like that one. I don't know why.
Couldn't relate. Like, there were, like, shows like kind of like Sanford and Son and all of those.
I like Ray Fox.
No, you liked, David and I, when we were growing up, we used to watch What's Happening.
Yeah.
We liked What's Happening.
Yeah.
I liked What's Happening. It was like,
guess it was like shows that were syndicated already.
Yeah, like,
that were already, like, playing, whether or not it's playing in real time or if it's rerun.
Yeah. Is that rerun? Get it? Rerun?
Ha ha ha.
What else do we watch? We watched a lot. Well, I think the best one, the best example that's still staying with us is what? Is Twilight Zone, right?
Yeah.
So whenever we come home,
Palpitations.
We used to watch, we used to watch a lot of? That would be like Twilight Zone.
Oh.
Well, I think those are classically written, so those can be, you can play those anytime and they'll still be a great show.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Different Strokes.
Different Strokes. What else?
Uh-huh.
Facts of Life.
Who is your favorite? Cinnamon.
Who is your favorite character on Facts of Life?
Blair.
Oh, the lesbian?
No.
The rich one.
The rich snooty one.
The rich snooty,
but everyone made fun of Blair.
Why?
I don't know.
Like, it was always like Blair and Joe.
Blair would make... I always thought that Blair and Joe would probably end up in bed.
They do seem kind of like it.
I thought it was like mom, dad, and the kids. Natalie and Judy.
Yeah, that was like so... Like, it was like really...
There's a weird dynamic.
Like, but the one thing I remember is that when we would watch Facts of Life, we came upon the time when it was like transitioning from when it was actually happening in the school to when it was...
A gift shop.
Edna's edibles
over our heads.
Yeah,
she's like the first one to have like a med shop and do edibles. And
looking back, it's like, oh, ooh, Edna's edibles,
she's a gourmet foodie.
Yeah,
has weed mixed into it. No one tell them.
Gosh, I remember that.
Edna, and welcome to my edibles.
I'm Edna Edibles.
Oh, rest in peace, Charlotte Ray. She recently passed away.
Mm-hmm.
So
only have a quarter of this. It'll really knock you out.
Here you go, Tootie.
Yes.
Tootie just falls asleep.
Tootie probably eats them all.
But then also kind of like when... But then in reruns, do you remember like in Facts of Life there was... what is it like? Do you remember like before like Natalie and I guess like Joe got there?
Yeah.
It was like Molly Ringwald.
Do you remember those though?
Like,
I remember those,
like,
but that
first.
Was way after. I got into it after they had that season where they had like 8 trillion girls and decided on 4.
On 4?
Yeah.
I think it's because they were all a different kind of archetype.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
And they couldn't write all 8 trillion.
Yeah.
And they picked the 4.
So they trimmed the fat and the stuff. We can only follow 4. There's too many girls to follow.
Right.
Ladies.
So going back to, now into the subject is to Golden Girls. So what was its, what was its appeal? Why, what attracted you to it that resonates with you today? Like, what is it about it?
It was just how funny it was. I think it was because It was a show written for retired people, but it made it seem so funny because. Was actually it's,
once again, Donald's phone interrupts. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So it's like, you know, there. I think at the time there weren't a lot of shows that were specifically about retired people and lives retired people had. And this was just a show that what people perceived retired people to have when they were retired is despite of what people think retired people should do.
Like, you always think, like, when you... I don't know, like, I don't remember... The only really retired person, like, old person I remember on TV was probably... the grandpa from Give Me a Break. Remember the grandpa from Give Me a Break? And grandpa from The Munsters.
Yeah, and that was it.
Like, that was it, yeah. That's all I remember.
You wouldn't know. The Munsters had a job, though.
Yeah.
All was, like, they would just chime in, like, their grandfatherly advice, and that was it. But it never traced what they did during the day. You assumed... They did grandfatherly things, grandmotherly things.
Right.
But nothing in the same aspect as Golden Girls, where they went on charity galas or compete in fashion for charity galas, or the past of like the 1930s or the 1920s. So it kind of like rooted that for people of the 80s. Particularly probably retirees of the 80s.
Like independent retirees.
Yeah.
But they weren't all retired, were they? They had like...
They
were all retired?
I would think they were 55 and better. Back when it was 55 and older.
So
they helped evolve from 55 and older to 55 and better. Because now we have... we have retirement communities that only take 55 and better.
Yeah. Because...
What's the better part?
Is that for real? Yeah. Like, it's not 55 or older, it's 55 or
that's
better?
That's the dating site that they use.
55 or better.
Senior
or what is that? What is that one?
That should be like the rating
Del
system.
Del Webb,
uh-huh.
Yeah, 55 or better. How about 55 or younger? No, 55 or better.
Canada, no, 55 and up. That's what I would figure. And I was like, nope.
They try
better.
To get rid of, like, that's the thing with our language now. It's never like the truth. 55 or older and 55 and up, it's 55 or better.
I can't with
the
life
gets better. Life gets better.
55
and better.
55 and prosperous.
Yeah. So what is it?
So
you being 13.
55 and blessed.
55.
So you being 13 years old, and what was so appealing about these 55-year-old women living in Florida?
I can see David like being 13 and switching it, and then seeing Sophia just talking shit to Dorothy.
Yeah.
Like,
I think that's what it was.
This.
Yeah.
This lady
kind
is
of like
fucking
a mechanic.
Awesome.
Yeah. It could also be served as a mechanic for your own parents or their friends, how they would react. So part of that was like how...
there would be times when our family would get together and we would have to take pictures, like Christmas time or like somebody coming in, you know, like a welcome party or whatever.
Yeah.
And then we always get like the Lolas together, which are...
From the older
Oh, let's get the Golden Girls together.
See, it started a whole like, what do you call it, niche for... relating to retired people.
Right.
The Golden Girls.
The
Golden Girls of the family. Those who've celebrated 25th or 50th anniversaries. You know.
Like, you have, like...
Do you think all the families have, like, that kind of old lady archetype, too? You have, like, the
nowadays,
main one.
Nowadays, yeah.
You have
like,
the main one. You have, like, the really, like, the really ditzy one. Like, I don't know what's going on.
Or the mean
like,
person
how do you
at the
me?
Coffee house.
Yeah, and then you got, like, the Blanche, who's, like, the one that likes to date. I like to date all the older guys. Mm-hmm.
So I think, I kind of think
the
that...
The horny one.
Yeah, the horny one.
55 and better and horny.
The
55
the
and
cougar,
horny.
Or what do they call the older ones?
I think that Golden Girls and something like because David you also watched Designing Women too.
The reason why I got turned on to Designing Women is I didn't have that many channels like where I live.
Uh-huh.
Like you had to get like this weird kind of satellite. It was like a weird satellite, but you only picked up like older channels.
Yeah.
It's like you can only pick up like 20 older channels, and that one of them was Designer Women, and I was like, this isn't half bad. And then Murphy Brown.
We're getting to that whole genre of like older, like independent women.
Yeah.
But what was it? What was so appealing? We weren't part of that demographic of those, like, what those shows are for.
White, retired.
Yeah, like, what?
I didn't catch on to them until later anyway. Yeah. Like, this is like, I'd say a couple of years after they already ended.
But we're not the only ones, you know what I mean? Like, we have friends, there's, like, articles written about Golden Girls or, like, Designing Women where it appealed to them when they were kids, you know? So, like, you have, like, the different archetypes. Yeah, like, Rose, who was, like...
The ditz.
But
had, like...
The country bumpkin, you know, like...
Yeah.
St. Olaf, the stories and everything.
She had the stories, which is a typically grandmotherly advice.
And then you had...
Horny Blanche, or, like...
The slut.
Yeah. The slut. You lit her like a match.
Yeah. She's like the old lady Tinder right there. She's
Swipe left.
And then, skip one.
And then you had Dorothy, who was like the shit talker.
She's like the straight lady. Yeah. Because like, you always like a comical relief, which is like Blanche. Or not Blanche, Rose.
Rose was your comic relief.
Comic relief. And then you got the straight person that always, you know, straight in. And then sets up the joke.
Voice
which is usually
of reason.
Dorothy. Yeah.
And then where does Sophia fit?
She puts them all down.
She's just the mean old lady.
Yeah.
The mean mom. The one that
like,
doesn't
too
give
old
a crap.
To care. Too
yeah.
old to care.
Like, she's like, how are
55
you old?
And
like,
better and too old to care.
Too hot to hold.
Too hot to
too
hold.
Too hot to handle, too cold to hold.
Too cold to hold.
Blanche is too hot to handle, and Dorothy's too
cold
to
hold. Yeah.
And nowadays, it's what? Blanche in the streets and Dorothy in the streets?
Blanche in the sheets. Or something like that, yeah. So who was your...
Sophia in the streets. Just talking mad shit to her.
So who was your favorite character on the show?
Mine?
Like, not as you as a person, but like when you would watch, like who was your favorite character?
I honestly could relate to Dorothy because she was the voice of reason.
Right.
I wouldn't think in a million years I could relate with someone like Blanche or maybe with Rose with her stories.
Uh-huh.
But at the time I could relate with Dorothy because she was always the one that was, that reeled them all in from with their minds going off on different ideas.
Right.
You know, kept them level headed. But at the same time, Sophia would, get her and make her look bad because it's not all just being serious. It's all being like what it is. What is life? Making them see the big picture rather than their three little archetypes.
I liked her. She was my favorite when I started.
Who, Dorothy?
No.
Sophia?
Sophia.
Yeah.
Just because she would chop everybody down that would come into the scene.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, here comes
whether or
Rose.
Not she had
it, here comes Rose. She'll just chop Rose down real quick. Oh, Blanche, let me get my shot in there. You're being pretty slutty, you know? Mm-hmm. Oh, Dorothy.
Kind of like
she's
the innocent
been doing that for years. Yeah.
Like the innocent bystander. The three of them would talk about something and Sophia would walk into the kitchen and
just
listen and then get into the conversation, get shot the other three down.
Come through that swinging door or from the garage.
From the garage.
From the garage.
I want to know what she's doing in the garage because you know she's not old enough to, she's pretty old to drive. So she'd be.
Who is Sophia?
Yeah.
Right.
So it'll just be knuckles and ice.
But you know what? I think Dorothy had like the best wardrobe too. Each of them had a different kind of wardrobe. But did you notice that? That Dorothy went from kind of like a matronly look into kind of like a soft, like they, I think they tried to soften her up in some like some seasons where she always wore like that, she always had like that wispy hair.
Yeah.
Or like the leather boot.
Moccasins.
The moccasins,
yeah. So some of the clothes are killing me though because I was like, that's just so true old lady right there. A lot of gold stuff, a lot of silver, sequins. Uh-huh. Yeah.
No, sequins was more like bland.
No, but I'm saying...
Yeah, for older people.
For older ladies, when you walk around and you see what they're wearing, they pretty much got it down. When you're looking
like
at the
grumpy,
Golden Girls, the way that they look.
Yeah, and they weren't, they were all, I think it was just, a nice little microcosm of, and independent women living together, in a retirement community. I don't know.
That had their their lives.
That had their lives, yeah.
But it wasn't like they got to 55 and that was it.
That was it.
You know,
they got better.
They got better. 55 and better.
55 and better.
Yeah.
The theme of the show today.
Uh-huh.
So this is kind of a random But what are some of your favorite episodes from Golden Girls? Or what's your favorite season?
Favorite season I like to see is probably I have to think, because it's like I have the whole collection on DVD. I think it's the blue season, which was season two.
Mm-hmm.
The blue hair season.
So what episodes in that season did stand out to you? What are some episodes that stand out to you?
I like the one that's it's called The Actor. And it was the one where
they had the play.
Uh-huh. And it was and the beauty about Golden Girls is their humor wasn't something that other generations could quickly pick up on. And so in that episode, they had the actor from the 30s or 40s that they had a big crush on suddenly is
What's
older.
His name?
Patrick Vaughn.
Patrick Vaughn.
Uh-huh. And that's the one thing about that was younger generations didn't know if he was an actual real actor.
Uh-huh.
Or if it was just some fictional character that came to town that they related when they were younger. So it could play to anything. So when Patrick Vaughn came, they were all competing like, oh, well, now that he's... Like, I couldn't possibly meet him when I was younger through the screen or through the movies. Now I can have a chance to date him. And they competitively dated him.
So did they each have a chance with him? Or?
Yeah, they each had a chance with him. But what they didn't know was that he was a serial dater, too. And not only dated three of them,
mm-hmm.
but dated all the other women in the play theater that they all... volunteered at.
Uh-huh.
So he was actually the man slut that came.
And swept them all out off their feet.
They thought they were the only one to Patrick Vaughn. Each one of them, Dorothy, Blanche, and Rose,
mm-hmm.
they were the only one with Patrick Vaughn, but then they found out when they were in the theater doing the show that he had dated other women in the theater company. Not that they didn't know to their knowledge, which goes back to the theme again. When you're 55 or better, you don't have to leave old habits behind because you're 55 and better,
and you can
more
do whatever you want.
Yeah,
and you're too old to care.
Too old to care.
Yeah,
it's too.
Yeah, you just pull a Sophia. Right?
Yeah,
right.
Too old
to
care.
That's why you love her character.
Yeah.
And then what? Okay, so I
so
there's
you don't stop dating women
right.
when you're younger than 55.
You don't. It doesn't close up.
It doesn't close up.
It seals up.
No, for guys.
Yeah.
You went on.
It just falls off when you're old.
Didn't think because they thought they were tried and true. They were the only three, or
right.
at least they were the only one for him when he was in town.
Uh huh.
They found out during the production that he had dated all the women. So it kind of extended him to become to show what men who retire too don't have to stop just dating or being tried to true to one woman. You
right.
can date all the old women.
Right.
In your age group.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
So what I mean? So who played Patrick Vaughn?
I don't know. I had to look it up.
Patrick Stewart.
So wasn't he also in an episode of Twilight Zone 2?
I think so.
I think he was in
To Serve Man.
To Serve Man.
Yeah.
He was the guy who gets picked up in the spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's what I noticed. Like, because there's some people that are in in the Golden Girls that I've probably seen before. Like, it's like one of those actors that you've seen before. Like, for example, like. Rose, I mean, like, Betty White and, like, Rue McClanahan and, like, Bea Arthur, they've been on,
Recipes
like...
Recipes the other two.
What? Oh, and Estelle
three.
Getty.
That's three.
Yeah.
Well, no, but you said that you just named two. Okay.
Yeah. So, those actresses, we didn't know at the time, like, as for, like, for myself, I didn't know at the time that they were, like, TV...
Actors.
Like, legends.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
The only one I really knew was probably Rue McClanahan because she was in Mama's Family.
Well, Betty White was in Mama's
Oh, Holiday. Yeah, she was she Ellen.
Was the, she was the rich sister.
The rich sister, or the rich daughter.
Oh. Rich daughter.
Ellen.
Yeah.
But she was like, she won
an Emmy
for the Mary Tyler Moore Show. And then, of course, fucking like, B. Arthur was Maude, right? Yeah. In the 70s. And Rue McClanahan was like in and out of, you know, like other late TV roles. What was she? Who did she play in Mama's Family? Wasn't she Fran?
Fran.
Aunt Fran. And then Estelle Getty actually started a little later in life, though. She was, shout out to Estelle Getty because she was my favorite.
Shout out.
Yeah. And then Betty White's still with us. She's still kicking.
She's still a G.
Do you think she's going to go soon?
No.
No,
she's a fighter. She's been around for
a little bit longer.
20 years.
Like she's a. Oh yeah, they've been gone for almost 20 years. The other three?
No, I think at least 10 now.
10 now.
If not 6 years.
She's gonna outlive us all.
Yeah.
Betty White.
Betty White's a G.
Yeah.
I love her saying. She's like, why do you guys call each other dicks when you call them pussies? They're a lot tougher.
Yeah, they take a beating.
They take a beating. Yeah.
55, was it? 55 like or better? Cool.
55 or better.
Right, when still, she said that, I was like, Betty White's a G. I like her. She's awesome.
So if there was ever an opportunity for them to bring back Golden Girls, do you think they should ever bring back Golden Girls? Or
like a reboot?
Well, they were going to do one with gay men.
Really?
In a desert city that's popular for older gay men.
Mm-hmm.
And they...
They really were?
They really were.
Golden Boys.
Yeah. I don't know the exact title, but...
There's Oscar De La Hoya in it.
Oh.
Yeah. But I don't think... it didn't go... They didn't... they wrote the pilot, I think they filmed the pilot, but no network wanted to pick up on it.
So that's why you have Queer Eye for the Straight Guy.
Yeah. Redone again. Reboot.
Reboot. Yeah, there you go. There's a reboot.
You know.
But do you think there's any actresses out there that could be, like, the new Golden Girls?
That could do that?
Yeah. I don't know.
Okay. What older TV people we can do?
The women from Facts of Life.
There you go.
The older version. Let's bring it back.
No, but can't like Tootie, right? She was in Living Single, wasn't she Regine or something like that? Yeah, but I haven't seen the other three in a while. Mm-hmm. I remember Nancy McKeon, right? Yeah. She was in that movie where she got beat up and she killed her husband.
Yeah,
like that Lifetime movie or something like that. Yeah,
isn't that like every Lifetime movie?
And then I think the one who played Blair, is like a big Christian now.
Born again,
yeah.
That's what happens.
Well, the thing with the reboots is like, it's a good thing and you're bringing back nostalgia, but you're stifling creative thought.
Yeah, you're not real. Well, what's your opinion on that?
I think you should leave them alone. Like, just
like Fuller House or like other ones like that.
Fuller House or like
what's another one that they brought back?
Will
and Grace.
Well, didn't they bring back Golden Girls minus B. Arthur, though? Was it Golden Palace?
They tried it, but it didn't work.
It didn't work.
The magic wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they tried to extend it, but it just... You're missing one archetype that just vibed with all the other three.
It's like bringing back Friends like that, right?
Yeah.
It's like you don't have... Because I think like...
The thing with Hollywood sometimes, or movie studios, is that now in this part of the 21st century is that... They've run out of ideas. They have to dig. I mean, I get it. It's retro. Retro fashion, retro looks.
Yeah, but I mean, because you're lazy and you can't think of anything doesn't mean that you have to go back
But you don't have to stifle, like, Netflix and Amazon trying to do something that's streaming, like on Hulu or, you know, Netflix or, like, on Spotify. That's creativity in the last... 5 to 10 years versus almost 70 years of Hollywood, because you're like, what we're doing now is creativity, you know, it's not regulated by the bigger studios.
It's like all the streaming services, right? And they're getting accolades for it too.
Yeah. And they don't like it. And I think they want everyone to go back on TV so you could watch Will and Grace all over again, mindlessly, and not question it, you know?
Well, I mean, that's true. Life. Yeah. But I mean, the Will and Grace was actually I didn't watch any of the episodes because it's like you kind of don't want to like touch on like what was there before.
Yeah.
But I mean,
I still think it's trying to like create lightning striking twice.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard to do. Like The dynamic was there, and that's what did it in the first place. And then they tried to reboot it. Yeah. And then when they try to reboot it, half the time they either take a key point that was in that movie that made it so good out, or they try to put everything back in and then set it up the way that it was before.
Yeah. And, well, and no one's not going to...
Yeah, and everybody knows the formula, so they see it, and they're like, oh...
You know, we'll miss... Someone's missing here. Like, I didn't watch Will and Grace for nothing. There was one character, I guess Consuelo or something. It was Karen's maid.
Rosario?
Yeah, and they asked her to
come back,
reprise her role. And she's older now. And she said no because it's like, that's it. Like, what else can I provide without you having to make me look, you know, 20 years younger when I was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and I think that's the same thing with this debate over Sex and the City going further than that. Three of the girls want to do it, but Samantha, the one who played Samantha, said, we're done. And they're making her look bad because, you know, she doesn't want to do it. Well, what would you do if you're an actress that's, you know, in the, almost approaching 60, and you're going to do this Sex in the City?
Well, 55 or better, remember? 55
or better, yes.
Then they should just redo the Golden Girls, mm-hmm. and then just do that.
Yeah.
If they're going to redo Golden Girls, they might as well get the Sex in the City girls to do it.
Just right. Imagine it's just the same stories, just a spin-off, and they became the Golden Girls.
Yeah. What if it's, what they call it, Easter egg, or like, what... What if the two shows are related in some
way? Yeah, it's like the conspiracy theory. That's what started it.
Yeah.
Like the Malcolm in the Middle, Breaking Bad one.
Yeah.
Malcolm in the Middle and Breaking... Oh, because of the Walter White thing?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
They said that originally he was Walter White, and then he had to go in witness protection program, and then he became the dad in Malcolm in the Middle.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you call it? Fan theories?
Yeah.
Fan theories, yeah. Wow. What is it like... What is that thing called, like, when they write stories? Oh, fan fiction.
But that's right. You can't reignite the magic because people remember certain details.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Roseanne, another one was Dan, the husband, actually died in the first batch of episodes.
Right.
And now Disney, who tried to reboot it, tried to make it sound like, okay, he just walked in the...
Yeah.
He died. Yay.
No, the way that Roseanne ended is that it was all kind of like Dan was dead, but it was all her thoughts. Like, she wrote like a story about it.
Yeah.
So that whole thing was all like made up.
Yeah. So there's always some, I get it. You know, I can see like, okay, well, we have a problem now that Dan's dead. How can we reboot or rechange it to make it sound like he's can still back alive.
Right.
So I would think the writers got, let's pull a soap opera thing and bring them back from the dead, even though, you know, like in a soap opera, they died violently. Oh, here they are at the party.
Right.
You know.
So we're going to tie this up. In Golden Girls, I was always fascinated with this one episode with Barbara Thorndyke.
Barbara Thorndyke.
What are your thoughts on Barbara Thorndyke?
I thought she was...
Do you know who Barbara Thorndyke is? Okay,
no.
So explain who Barbara Thorndyke
is. Barbara Thorndyke was... it was an episode where Dorothy thought she had a boring life and she had nothing else going.
Was that her alter ego?
Yeah. Oh, I'm just the one that just stays at home and listens to Blanche's dating problems or Rose's volunteer problems.
So Dorothy was, like, thinking that she had a very boring life. Yeah.
Homebody. Came home, you know, went to sleep, took a dump, went out to work, came back home.
Yeah.
Sleep, shit, eat.
Uh-huh.
And then the girls, especially her mother, Sophia, said, well, it's up to you to make your life interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes to this book signing and meets an author, local author named Barbara Thorndyke, and became best friends with her, quick friendships.
Yeah.
You know? And they became best friends to the point where she almost lost Blanche and Rose as her friends because they were trying to point out how bad Barbara Thorndyke is when, you know, she was the kind of friend that was nice to Dorothy but kind of snubbed the other two.
Bitch.
Yeah, she was the bitch. And then at the end of the episode, she turned out to be racist. Yeah.
Good old Barbara Thorndike.
Always fascinated with that episode. Yeah. And I put in my questions here. What's your thoughts on Barbara Thorndike? Yeah. So it's a good thing that Dorothy.
Well, that episode reminded me of like what a lot of 80s episodes were. Were like
the moral.
The moral of the story that you can pick a friend, you know, and be quick friends with them. And then, and even your best friends are telling you that this person's bad, but you don't see it until it's blatantly there, you know, that she's really a fucking bitch, you know.
I think we all have a couple of those friends.
But if you know, think about that from high school and everything, you know, or middle school, there's always the really good friends tell you, like, oh yeah, she's a bitch. Everyone tells me
but
she's a
bitch. But
you
would not believe it.
But you don't believe it until they're actually, she's a bitch. Like, she beats up someone or she talks shit about someone.
Mm-hmm.
And then you feel like, oh, you guys were right. She is a bitch.
Right.
You know?
Should have listened to you guys.
Should have listened to
one
you.
Of those,
like, how many times can we see bitch in this, like, segment?
Bitch.
Or 55, was it? 55 or better. All right, so last question for... last question for this segment is, if someone was to get into Golden Girls fresh, like, didn't watch anything before, what, which episodes would you recommend? I know you would recommend that...
I liked a little bit of everything, so I always like watching the Archetype 80s show that had the... clips from the older episodes, and they were expanded over two episodes.
Oh, like a review.
Like review.
Uh-huh.
And then let them find out where those other shows came from.
Oh, like the other kind of like other...
Yeah.
What show
like
their
greatest
that was?
Hits?
Yeah, greatest hits.
And it would like playback everything,
playback,
and then you would
like,
have to look forward to fast forward to all those to kind of find it.
Like Pure Moods.
Yeah.
Pure Moods.
Or The Time Life, Mysteries of the Unknown.
Mysteries of the Unknown. Come try your free trial. Get your first book for low price of
$19.99. Low price, yeah.
Yeah.
And then we will keep it.
If anything, if it's an actual episode, it would probably be watching the first four seasons, I think.
Uh-huh.
Five seasons.
Uh-huh.
Because the last two were just like, they were good seasons, but this you could tell that they were running out of material at that point.
Right.
They just sunk into the archetype so well for all four of them that they not only just represented the archetype, but made it even 10 times, not worse, but made it more...
Harder.
Like they were going, that they were like, they...
Making it more.
They kept on recycling storylines, right?
Kind of, or like they, like for example, they made Blanche sluttier. They made Dorothy more homebody. They made Rose more volunteering when they didn't need to be written that all the time, and that became the basis of the whole thing. Like, they locked in their archetype, hoping to squeeze...
A little bit more.
A little more humor or nostalgia or whatever to the last two seasons. Because in Golden Girls... Dorothy, the character, in real life, B. Arthur, after the fifth season said, I'm done. This is, I don't know if it was because she was done, like, doing the show, but it felt like that's where it should have ended, but they kept pushing for two more seasons.
But she stayed on for two more seasons,
yeah, she
though,
did
right?
stay on.
Uh-huh.
But then, for me as an actual... diehard Golden Girls fan, I think the last two seasons, if not the last seasons, where you could tell like they overextended their
stay. They jumped the shark a long time ago.
Yeah, and they started. Golden Palace should have started after
the fifth season
if it was going to be successful. I think they were trying to milk the franchise so they could get seven seasons.
Mm-hmm.
But I think watching the last two, I don't even watch the two DVDs from the sixth or seventh season.
You just
especially
the
seventh.
Fifth.
Yeah. You know, I like watching reruns from the top, the first five versus the last two.
Do you know them by heart? Some of them by heart?
Yeah, some of them, yeah. But the sixth or the seventh season were just like, just fodder. Just like what you said earlier, it's just it's a holding spot. Or like you're expecting something more brilliant than the five seasons to come out of the sixth or seventh, but it to me it was too hard to like see the magic when the magic was already there. Why would you make Blanche even more sluttier at 65 or at 60, 55 and better. Do you get even more slutty at 61? Even more slutty at 66?
I think you get more. 72? I think you get more dry.
You know? Uh-huh. Do you get more, you know, more memories out of picture at Sicily, you know, 1901 when you're pushing 85? Right. Like, you know, that's where you start
that's
realizing.
You're really slutty.
Yeah, really
that's
slutty.
That's when the pussycat turns into a...
Yeah. Do you make it, you know, if you're 68, do you volunteer 10 times more?
Right. Right.
You start thinking about the reality of the show because it is like... making the golden years better, but you're making the characters 10 times
worse.
Yeah. Would you meet a sluttier 62-year-old woman running around?
Yeah. I meet them all the time. Where we're from.
You know?
Yeah. All right,
check out the nest.
All right, well, that's the end of this segment. And so we're going to take a little break, and we'll see you in the next one. And we're back. So, segment two of Camino Zamino podcast is called Recos. So, this is a part where I ask for recommendations. I love food, as well as, like, different places to go. And what is the one thing that that I know my brother for, David, is he has a great amount of wanderlust. So... He likes to visit lots of places. He likes to drive a lot, anywhere, and whenever he gets a chance to drive somewhere, he'll do it. Right? Yeah.
Yep. So and then especially for food, so it just depends on where.
Yeah. Also.
Where we're eating at.
So when we're like in like we have a special group text, so we with other people that we know, and whenever somebody suggests let's go and eat somewhere, David's always the first. Let's go. What time? So, in Recos, we're going to ask you a few questions. So, in your wanderlust, what are some places to visit that you like visiting?
One that I discovered that was relatively under my nose this whole time is the city of Redlands.
Okay.
It has a, you know, particular dot in the calendar.
And it's a short distance from where we are. Yeah. So, it's like... So what do you like about Redlands?
Well, at first I didn't think anything of it. I knew there was the University of Redlands.
Right.
And that was it. Like just another, you know, small university town that was neither here or there. And I used to first go there because it had the closest Ono's Hawaiian barbecue.
Okay.
It was easy right off the freeway and that was it.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought I would keep it like that and that would be, you know, if I was if I really wanted Ono's, I knew where to go. But now we live in the age of Yelp, 21st century technology. You could plug in whatever type of food you like for an area that you want.
Mm-hmm.
So just by driving around where the Ono's was and also using Yelp, I found that there was doing it the old school way, you know, pre-Yelp, was... you know, I found there's Chick-fil-A there, and there's the California Fish Company, you know, Dave's Barbecue.
So everything, so to all you listeners out there, the way David based on visiting places is that if it has, like, a certain place that we don't have here locally, that's how we decide what to explore. So, what's closest.
Without going too far.
Yeah, without going too far.
And Redlands totally surprised me because there were a lot of things that were there that we didn't have where we all live.
And they have a good boba place, yeah.
They have a good boba place.
Mm-hmm.
And it taught me, like, just by being close, that you don't have to go far to like something because, for example, the boba place... has like
what's the place called?
It was Chaka Tea.
Okay, shout out to Chaka Tea. Sponsor
had,
us.
Yeah,
sponsor,
four sponsor. Or five stars.
Uh-huh.
And it had like 300 or 400 reviews. I could be wrong. But it's close and it's good for what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But some people take the Yelp thing and the Wanderlust thing to like, well, it's just Redlands. Let me push my luck and see what's the next one over.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the next one over actually ended up being the city next door, which was Ding Tea, which was a new chain that was actually popular in Taiwan that's now opening all over in Southern California.
Ding region. T, where's Ding T?
Loma Linda.
Uh-huh. So, oh!
Not another city we have undiscovered
yeah,
that we
yeah,
have to check
yeah.
out. You see how we get it?
Yeah. So, through Yelp and through... I've always liked to drive.
Right.
And, you know, I lived in L.A. and Long mm-hmm. Beach. And living... When you live in those cities... It's a great place to live. But when you come up with ideas for wanderlust just to go somewhere, people get excited, but then it turns out to be a killjoy because it's like, who wants to drive?
Right.
And the conversation gets killed off.
Dead.
Nobody wants to do it. When you say public transportation, oh, let's take the blue line or the bus. Ew.
Right.
I don't want to get murdered on the bus
mm-hmm.
or like end up on YouTube.
Right.
So having lived in this part of Southern California, I've learned that I really like driving. And got in the old habit of just driving around where I was, like in Redlands, and saw a few of the places. And then, because my younger family members and friends that use Yelp to find certain things, you know, Instagram,
yeah. uh-huh.
it expanded exponentially for that, because not only the ones that I could see driving by, which was the old school way, now it's like I could go zoom in on Yelp or Instagram, key in on Google Maps where this place is and visit that place right then and there,
mm-hmm.
if not 10, 20 minutes away from Redlands.
So, to piggyback on top of that, what are some of the places that you like to go, like to eat?
In Redlands?
Anywhere.
Oh,
like, what are some of your places? Because Redlands is a gem.
Yeah.
So, your listeners out there, don't sleep on Redlands, Loma Linda, like all of those cities before San Bernardino on the 10.
Yes.
Right? Don't sleep on those, because there's like some really cool places
yeah.
there.
It's
yeah.
not just seeing, on the map.
Bakers. Shout out to Bakers and his Hard Shell Tacos.
Juan Pollo.
Juan Pollo. Yeah.
Carolyn's Cafe. Best,
Carolyn's Cafe.
Oh, Carolyn.
A gay man that I know told me at Carolyn's Cafe, because I learned that one from actually Instagram. He had pictured their signature coffee cake that had a scoop of butter on it.
Smothered
in butter.
Smothered
in butter. Mm-hmm. Hot. And I thought, okay, well, the next time in Redlands, I'll go, instead of going to Ono's, I'll find out where this Carolyn's is.
Right.
And then one day, us three,
mm-hmm.
we all went, we did the Yelp thing and the Google thing, and we found it. And it turns out that even, you know, we've gone in a Friday, it's a long wait, but even on a Wednesday,
it's busy.
It's yeah. not just, you don't think that Redlands, for what it is, mm-hmm. would have a 30-40 minute wait
mm-hmm.
for one cafe.
Right.
And it's so popular that in the strip mall that it's in, there's signs that say no Carolyn's parking.
Yeah.
That's how.
So is that one of your favorite places to eat, or?
That's what, for the mom and pop, that would probably be one.
But what is like one place that
Cheese
you
Walla?
Like you like going to? No, I mean anywhere. Like that you, in like, you, if you get a chance, you always go there.
I tried, like, another, is U Grill
mm-hmm.
in Rancho Cucamonga.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, it's, I think it's antithetical to Gen Barbecue, which is all over Southern California.
Right.
And, you know, you go to a Gen Barbecue, you hear club music or hip-hop while you're eating.
It's loud. Yeah.
And it's like you're eating Korean barbecue in a club.
Right.
But U Grill stands out because it's not... It's not like that. It's an actual Korean barbecue, decent.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a big name. And
gives you the steamed egg
yeah.
in a bowl instead of making you make it on the grill, which I
yeah.
don't like.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and that's where I, you know, there aren't too many Korean barbecues in this desert area,
mm-hmm.
but U-Grill was a chance. Without, you know, the waiters or the staff being overly pretentious,
mm-hmm.
you could ask about, you know, how Koreans cook the meat. Like, I actually learned that at U-Grill that you're supposed to cook all the non-marinated meats first before you cook marinated. Because then if you cook the marinade first, you'll get the flavor of the marinade on the unmarinated meat.
Well, there's a tip.
There's a tip.
55 but or better.
55 or better.
Yeah.
And most people don't know that because they think, like, well, I'll do what I want.
Right.
How hard is it to cook Korean beef?
But it is hard.
But when you really think about it, some people, you know, you read some Yelp reviews that they don't like it because it's like they'll include it in the service or the food. Well, this food stinks because, well, you don't probably know the basic. And
right.
If you told them, they'd probably be like, oh.
Right. Oh, okay.
Oh,
okay. Yeah,
okay. That makes sense.
Yeah. Okay. <No. laughs> Any other places? Or that's pretty much comes to mind.
One place I like is Boba Fiend, also in Rancho Cucamonga.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, the one thing I like about them is that they have large size, if
extra
not,
large.
Extra large size.
1 liter.
Of boba drinks that you like. And
it's insane.
I never thought that that was possible because anytime you went to a boba place, it was always small, medium, large.
Mm-hmm.
Large being 24 ounces. Here they go, 1 liter of complete boba.
It's complete,
you know,
milk tea drink.
Yeah. Yeah, and, you know, living in the age of big box retail, this was like a jewel for me because where else would you go get a 1 liter boba drink? You can't get it at 7-Eleven.
How many calories do you think that boba drink is, that 1 liter?
It's fat-free.
It's fat-free? Low-fat. Low-fat.
Low-fat. Non-dairy cream. I learned, too, that a lot of boba places use non-dairy cream.
Mocha mix, right?
Yeah. They don't even get into non... It's not like coffee houses where, like, you pick your milk. Non-fat, whole milk, soy, almond. It's always not non-dairy creamer.
Right.
And that's the standard.
Uh-huh. Okay. All right. So, what do you usually get over at the Boba Fiend?
Oh, my God. I think...
Tiger milk, probably.
The trifecta.
Trifecta. That was it.
Shout out to Boba Fiend, the trifecta leader.
Rancho Cucamonga.
Right.
Chaka Tea in Redlands. Ding Tea in Loma Linda.
Ding Tea in Loma Linda.
Another thing about Ding Tea is they don't do blends.
They don't do blends?
It's over ice only.
So they're kind of like half and half.
Shout out to half and half.
It's only over
ice.
Yeah,
shout out to half and half also.
Half and half.
And then Kung Fu is the other one.
Oh, Kung Fu is pretty good.
New York. From New York.
Oh, is it New York?
It's a New York boba.
Here's my thing. If you're going to have a boba place, I think if you're going to have a boba place and open one, you have to procure those tiny mini bobas because those are like the best.
The baby boba?
The little mini bobas. Yeah, like the little kind of like, they're as small as kind of like beads, like little plastic beads, I guess.
There's another boba place that's from New York that's opening in Culver City that's really going to be popular.
What's it called?
I think it's called Boba Boys. I don't know what their claim is, but it's big enough that there's going to be lines out the door.
Right.
Because they're popular like in Brooklyn and...
So they're like the Shake Shack of boba.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But it's like... I forgot the reason why. I think it's because... I have to look it up again, but it's Boba Boys or something. Culver City. Look out for it.
Okay.
Coming to a town near you.
During this conversation here, we found out the different foods that David likes. And I don't think David really hates food, but what are some foods that you do not like?
That I don't like?
Like if I put it in front of you and you saw it, you would just like, no, fuck it.
I'm not having that.
No, you're not having that.
Lavender.
To eat.
There's...
Usually they have lavender ice cream, lavender coffee, stuff like that.
It's not that I'm deathly allergic. I'm kind of allergic to it, but I don't want to risk it. I don't like the smell or taste of lavender.
Any other foods?
Vegetables, fruits.
Vegetables,
like
fruits.
That you just don't do.
Papaya.
Okay.
I can't do papaya. I'm allergic to papaya.
Well, okay.
But there's the thing that, other than allergic, do you just not like anything?
I just
hate it. Like, I just won't eat
it. I can't think off the top of my head.
Like,
hers is
celery and all that.
So, if I was going to put in front of you, like goat maggots or something like that, or maggots.
No, I know one that you both of you guys don't like.
Yeah.
Tripe?
Oh, I don't like tripe.
Yeah, see?
No.
Tripe's one of them.
Tripe or stomach? Offal?
Offal. No, I mean, I would probably say the sweetbreads. I had sweetbreads before.
Which is offal.
I had some before.
Oh, I don't know
Which are organs. Offal and sweetbreads is the euphemism for like guts and
kidneys. Oh, okay. Like,
brains.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Tongue. That's all offal sweetbreads.
Yeah.
Okay. I tried tongue before. Yeah. Lang was okay. Cabeza is probably...
I thought when you go for a cabeza taco, I thought it was the actual, like...
Brain.
Yeah. But it's not.
No, there's
it's
a different...
the cheek.
There's a different word for that.
Oh, it is?
Because they do the cheek, and then they also do the brain, but I forgot what the
Sesos is brain.
Oh, yeah.
All right, well... No, well... listeners out there, so a tribe, don't give that to David. Lavender and papaya, because he's allergic.
Yeah. Anything else, he's cool.
Cool. Okay. So, we will take another break, and we'll see you for the next segment. All right, listeners, it's time for our final segment, which is a segment actually my favorite segment, because it's called... randos. So the thing about randos is that I have a little basket here, which I call my rando question stew. I asked David to put a couple questions in there, and for each eventual guest, they put in questions, so we have a nice little kind of variety in there. So I'm gonna ask David two or three questions depending on the time we have, and you answer them, okay?
Okay.
I ask you two questions, you ask me two questions, okay?
Okay.
Or two or three.
Depending
on how many. I will go first. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
Ten.
And the thing about this is no take bags, answers are answers. Oh. Alright. So, what is your favorite dressing style?
Like, what's your style, pretty much?
Cargo shorts.
And like a t-shirt?
T-shirt, yeah.
Or jeans, or...
Mine is randomly, like, Puma shoes, because...
Uh-huh.
I like the one style of Puma. I don't know what the name of it is.
Like the casual shoes?
The casual shoes? Yeah, because it... I like... They're more comfortable than wearing Nikes or, like, Adidas. And it's just by random that it's casual, but not being, like, too related to a brand. Like Nike or Adidas.
So how would you describe the way you dress?
Casual.
Casual. Mm.
Casual.
Yeah. It's very casual.
Super casual.
Comfy.
Kind of like Quinn from Daria. The same pink t-shirt.
Hey, Daria.
No, that's Sandy.
Sandy.
Oh. Because she always...
Quinn. That's Sandy. Oh. No, that's Quinn.
Quinn.
Yeah. All right. Your turn. Good question.
When have you felt the most confident?
I would probably say I felt the most confident actually doing, as far as like personal wise, probably feel the most confident doing this, actually. Because it's like, it's something new, and it's like, you know, and I don't, and I think it's more kind of just like, it helps me get in touch with like my friends and like meet new people, so I think it's me putting myself out there. So I think that's what I'm right now. I'm feeling the most confident. So that was a good question. I wonder who wrote that.
I did. I don't
know. You want to answer some questions too, Hannah?
That's right.
Okay.
Who's it for?
Okay, so I think it's for David.
Okay.
Or for both of you guys. Do you think Wolverine could grow his head fresh? Do you think Wolverine could grow his head fresh after being blown off?
Which head?
Always going for the risque. Is his head, like his brain and all that. Do you think he could grow it back?
Would it regenerate?
Regenerate, yeah.
Yeah, but it wouldn't. His body wouldn't regenerate. It would regenerate off of his head. His body would grow. Oh, no, wait, he still has the adamantium in, so yeah, he'd grow another head.
You think he would grow another head? It would take a while.
It'd take a long while. It'd take, a couple months, but he'd actually do it.
What do you think? Are you familiar with the subject?
Kind of.
Uh-huh.
But if it's the bigger head, I'd probably agree. If it's the little head,
that'd be gone forever.
That'd be, The little head would probably... I think the little head would probably grow faster back than the big head. Because I think it's because it's more body.
Right?
And body, you know, if you get cut on his arms, it grows back quick.
Right.
And I would think that his little head would probably grow back quicker than his bigger head.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, one more question.
Yeah.
What is your best drug experience?
My best drug experience? I don't think I've ever had the best drug experience.
No, you always have really horrible
drug experience.
Yeah, and then I'm always there with you, and she's just blaming me.
What is the best drug experience?
I have tons.
Oh, no, actually, I would probably say when I busted my knee at work, right? And they gave me Vicodin, and it was the first time I ever had Vicodin. I know this is really like a pussy, like drug or whatever. For all you druggies out there. So, I think I took one too many Vicodin, and I felt so great and tingly, and I was just like, oh my God, I feel everything.
I can't move.
Like, I'm floating off the bed. And I felt like I felt numb. So I think that's the best, because it made...
Your pain go
away. My pain go away, and even like... And when you get up, it's like, oh, you know, you feel really mellow. Also, there's that one time that I got high on indica and
marijuana.
And we were watching wrestling podcast on YouTube, and I kept on hearing the hosts like repeat themselves, like their voices resonate, and it didn't sync up with what I was watching and what I was hearing. So that was different. So I would say probably probably that's my best drug experience, I guess. The Vicodin and then the indica. In the couch.
So in the couch. Mm-hmm. And what's sativa?
Sativa's the you could function.
The mellow. The indica couch is the one that kind of like lays you out because it makes you sleepy.
I like
indica
couch.
And then the sativa is the one that you do to make you like functionable.
All right. One more question for David and I think we could wrap it up. Mm-hmm. Okay. Tell me the worst experience involving food.
Worst?
Experience.
There was this one place in our that I've gone to. A lot of people like to pronounce it wrong. El Jeffy.
Good old El Jeffy.
Good old El Jeffy.
El Jeffy. If it's not El Jeffy, I think it's the... It was a... Jose... Is it Jose Cart... All right, Andre. It was a restaurant next to.
Oh, what is it called?
Tim Hortons.
No. Not Tim Hortons. It begins with a T.
T.
Where is it? At?
It was at the Swar. Yeah, at the hotel.
El Jeffy and the other one.
Tinto.
Tinto. Okay.
So I went.
There's not there anymore.
It's no longer there, but I was invited to a taste test there, of some of the food. Tinto was a Spanish tapas place where everything was small portions, kind of like dim sum, but it's from Spain. And one of the drinks they paired with one of the tapas was caipirinha, I think that's what it's called, from Brazil. I guess it's Brazilian rum.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's like a daiquiri kind of looking thing. All right.
And after I had that, I had the jamon serrano. And I drank the caipirinha. And I got this really mad, upset stomach. I don't know if it was whether it was gas or
basically
the drink.
David had to take a mad shit.
Yeah. I actually stepped out and threw it up. I didn't know how I reacted to that.
Maybe it had papaya and lavender in it.
Lavender.
But all in one, it just messed up with your stomach.
Yeah, and I came back and I thought maybe, okay, it was food poisoning. But everything else I ate that night was okay, but when I nail it to the caipirinha, I think, if it's not the jamon serrano. And for a while there, I have friends who like caipirinha, like drinking caipirinha, and I would shy away from it, even though I'm one of those few people, that like to try exotic new things. I didn't like caipirinha for a long time.
So it scarred you from...
It scarred from trying caipirinha.
So when you saw it on the menu, you were like, no, not anymore.
Or even offered.
Oh, huh?
I had a friend who went to Brazil and brought some back.
Mm. Oh, so it's not a drink. It's a spirit. Oh, yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, that was a really great... segment for the randos. So, clap, 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 clap. Clap, 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 clap.
Okay, hold on.
Aw, yoo-yoo-boo.
Yeah, you get one of those.
Aw. So, I want to thank David for joining us on the our second episode of Camino Zamino. And so is there anything you want to plug, like any social media, like for our listeners?
You could follow me or DM me on Instagram. My Instagram is Yasolutely. Do I have to spell it?
Yes.
I want to help you both.
Yes.
Find
yes.
Mm-hmm. So it's YAASSS. O-L-U-T-E-L-E. So it's one Y, two A's, three S. And the word olutely.
Okay.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah,
and,
absolutely.
And then, yeah, absolutely. And,
that's what it sounds like in person.
And then, Donald, do you want to plug anything today, too?
Yeah, as always, you guys can listen to me on Absolute Marks Podcast. If you want to follow us on Twitter, that's Absolute Marks with a 5, not with an S, because we don't own that.
No, that's only on Twitter.
Only on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
You can also follow us on Instagram at Absolute Marks Podcast. And if you'd like to contact me at all, that's AbsoluteMarksPodcast@gmail.com.
All right. And, of course, please like, share, and subscribe of my podcast. It's Camino Zamino. Hit me up on Facebook, Instagram, and email. Thanks, guys, and we'll see you guys next time for episode 3.
Oh, yeah, boy.
Yay. Now that's real clapping.
That's us.